Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. My dog used to chase people on a bike a lot. Got so bad, finally had to take his bike away.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke, Dayton. If you'd like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com. And we're going to run into this week's big word of the week, which Dayton will also tell us about.
The big word of the week is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Today's big word is acrid, which means strong and unpleasant taste or smell.
Dave, do you know any foods or smells that are very acrid?
Ammonia. And acrid is spelled A-C-R-I-D. Acrid.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to sprint into this week's tech fact, which is presented by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located in 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's tech fact is about Nokia. Nokia was founded in 1865, and its primary business was manufacturing paper. Nokia's first mobile phones were released in the 1980s. Toilet paper. They made toilet paper.
Okay. Toilet paper phones.
Toilet paper phones. And it was a long time ago, 1865.
And they made toilet paper?
Yep. Toilet paper in 1865. Okay. Now we're going to speed our way into the book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is brought to you by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. This week's book recommendation is Mr. Popper's Penguins. Mr. Popper's Penguins is by Richard and Florence Atwater and is about a man who has to take in some penguins that aren't his favorite penguins, and they aren't very easy to take care of, but he has to get his way through it. So, Dayton, what would you do if one day you just had to take some penguins in?
Put them in the freezer.
All of them?
And buy another freezer and buy a refrigerator. Some of them has to be cooler than others.
So you put them all in refrigerators or freezers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What about food?
That goes in a bucket that's right outside the freezer. Yes, they're very smart penguins. They can open the door.
So they open the freezer door when they're hungry and they get food and they go back in the freezer.
Yeah. I trained them.
Nice plan. Now we're going to jump into this week's Powerful Women. This week is Powerful Women Month. It is the end of Black History Month, but it's still a great month.
Powerful Women is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Mercy. Martha Gellhorn made history as a war correspondent, most of whom were strictly men at the time. She was a reporter from war zones during 1937 in the Spanish Civil War, German War, and a lot of different other wars.
That's good. So it's good that she was one of the only women who did that. Like, she stood up for her.
Yeah.
That was cool. And that should be inspiring to other people who want to do stuff. People say, oh, you can't do that because you're not a boy or girl.
Like Zootopia.
You can still do it. Okay, anyway, now it's time for this week's quote of the week. This week's quote of the week is, citizenship is a tough occupation, which obliges the citizen to make his own informed opinion and stand by it. Said by Martha Gellhorn. So, Dayton, what does that quote mean to you?
It means that it's hard to have citizenship and it's tough.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
Yeah. as we start to wrap up this podcast, we like to talk about random acts of kindness, because they're always good to do. This week's random acts of kindness is to write someone an encouraging poem. It can be any kind of poem. It doesn't have to rhyme or anything, but it just has to be a good poem that encourages them to do something. Like, do something like Miss Gellhorn did. That's, like, revolutionary. Yeah. And that's this week's random acts of kindness. Again, if you'd like to send us in a random acts of kindness or anything else that we went over in this podcast, you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com. And as a Bruvs podcast, I'd like to get some, let you guys know about a couple things that are going on. The CIAA tournament is going on right now this weekend at the Spectrum Center mostly, and some at the Bojangles Coliseum. If you don't know what it is, it's basically a basketball tournament between certain college HBCUs, and yeah, it's just a really cool tournament.
And we went to one yesterday.
Yeah. Sadly, Johnson C. Smith lost, even though we won them. I won them one. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I might have hopped on that wagon.
But it was still a really good experience, and it was just really cool to see. So that's what we want to let you guys know about. Now we're going to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self. And this week, our song was Stressed Out by A Tribe Called Quest.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey. Because what we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Bye-bye, folks.
See you guys next week.
But the stains in the game.
And what's your name?
Point to type, burn like flames.
Well, why's that?
American dream, they got the ghetto kid in the fame.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness. You remember, Chase Hall got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block packing nines like September. Change the situation, get out the pockets all slender.
Why be on the avenue where they be acting brand new? I'm splurging on the U-Bot joints for shorty boots.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting, talking out their joints.